The New York Knickerbockers have themselves a new head coach, and I think they knocked it out of the park by bringing in Tom Thibodeau to coach this team. And I understand skepticism on anything the Knicks do because of where the franchise has been over the last 20 years. I'm right there with my arms in the air saying, I have been suckered before. I probably will be suckered again. But even with my feelings of skepticism about ownership and the franchise and just the way they do their business, they brought in my opinion, the best possible candidate to help turn and change the quote-unquote culture of the franchise. Because what they did is they brought in a proven winner. Tom Thibodeau is a winning head coach. He's 100-plus games over 500. He was the number one seed twice with the Chicago Bulls. And I want to hear this narrative, oh, he runs players into the ground. You know what? The Knicks actually could use a couple of guys running to the ground with the way they have played over the last 6-7 years. Play with some effort. Play with some heart. There's going to be accountability. This is going to be a team that plays defense, I would hope. Those are all attributes you're getting from a Tom Thibodeau coach team. And I love it. You combine that with Thibodeau's ties to the glory days of the 90s. And listen, I didn't live through Walt Clyde and Earl the Pearl and Dave DeBuscher and Bill Bradley and Red Holtzman. I didn't live through that. But I think if you talk to Knicks fans who are under the age of 40, their glory years watching the team are like mine. With Riley and then Van Gundy and Ewing and Oakley and Starks and Allen Houston and Larry Johnson and Sprewell, on and on. Well, Tom Thibodeau was Jeff Van Gundy's right-hand man and has always wanted this job. He wanted the job when they gave it to Don Chaney. He cut his teeth with the Boston Celtics as an assistant with Doc Rivers, and he's a basketball junkie. That's what I love about Thibodeau. He eats, sleeps, drinks basketball. That's exactly the sort of coach I want. Now, I do want to address something that's been getting a lot of attention as far as people having reservations about the hire. They go, well, he was terrible with Karl Anthony Towns in Minnesota. What about that team? Hold on a second. Let's take a deep breath here. Can somebody explain to me how much winning the Minnesota Timberwolves have done as a franchise over the last 30 or 40 years? Not a whole lot. Did Tom Thibodeau take that job and take him to the playoffs? And guys who, by the way, don't want to buy into what Tom Thibodeau wants, I don't want them on the team anyway. Because to me, odds are, they probably are not winning players. Because I saw what he had going with the Chicago Bulls. And it was fun to watch. And I'll tell you this, if it was here, we'd be eating that you-know-what up. Couldn't get enough. My biggest concern with Thibodeau is what kind of offensive sets are the Knickerbockers going to run? And is there going to be a 21st century offense? And the reason I think yes is because Thibodeau's too smart a guy. The guy understands now, I would think, a couple of years out of coaching, what needs to be done offensively in order to win. But I think this sort of program builder, a winner, knows New York, knows the franchise when it's been legitimate, relevant, and real, is exactly the sort of guy you want leading the team. It's the Knicks. So I understand skepticism for the sake of skepticism. I totally get that. To me, they got the best possible coaching hire.